Okay, today, Ben Shem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and today we are learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So both of these Mishnayos are a continuation of Mishnah Beis, where we started discussing how it used to be that the way they would inform everybody about Kiddush HaChodesh was by lighting torches on tops of mountain on the mountaintops, and everyone would see from a great distance, but they had to stop that system because the Kutim were undermining them by lighting their own torches on the mountaintops, and therefore they had to start sending out Shluchim. So when they were lighting these torches, what exactly was the system of lighting torches? They would bring long poles of cedar wood that could be raised very high and that you could see from far away. Cedar wood burns very slowly, so that's why they would dafka use cedar wood. And they would use reeds and balsam wood and flax combings to fuel the fire that was around this cedar wood. They would wrap them together with a string. The string would hold on these various flammable materials to the cedar wood. And they'd go to the mountaintops. And then they would light them on fire. And they would wave the torch back and forth and up and down in order that the person on the next mountaintop won't, just think it's a shooting star or something. They'll see that clearly there's a human being that's manipulating that light that they see on the neighboring mountaintop because it's waved in a particular sequence. So obviously that's being done by a human being. And you would keep doing that until you saw the guy on the next mountaintop was doing the same. So now you know that he got the message and that he's waving his fire, so you know that he's passing along the message. V'chein b'rosh ha'har ha'shlishi. And that guy would stop waving when he'd see the guy on the next mountaintop, on the third mountaintop, waving up and down, and they would keep on doing that same thing from one mountaintop to the next. Mishnah Dalet, Umei Ayin Hayu Masiyin Masuos. From which mountains would they send those light signals of the waving of the torches? So Mehara Mishcha L'Sartova, Umei Sartova L'Grofina, Umei Grofina L'Chavran, Umei Chavran L'Beis Baltin. They would start with Harazesim. We call Hara Mishcha. Mishcha means oil, so the Harazesim. And from there they would see to Sartova, Sartova to Grofina, Grofina to Chavran, and Chavran to base Baltin. Other mountains also, the Mishnah only lists the biggest mountains or the most important mountains along the way. Once they got the signal all the way to base Baltin, so then they wouldn't move from their place. They would. That was the last single mountain. From base Baltin, they weren't signaling to a single particular mountain. He would just keep on waving until they saw just a whole bunch of fire on rooftops and all over the place, meaning that was the way that people would let them know that they received the message, meaning the people in Pumbedisa would respond. They would just go to their own rooftops and start waving fire so that everyone knew that the message was out. So it was like a huge group of fires that was all over the place and was highly visible at night. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that the way they would wave the torches is they would bring cedar wood, and they would take other flammable material and tie it around the cedar wood, and they'd go to the mountaintop and wave up and down and back and forth in that sequence, and then the guy in the next mountaintop would see them, and then you could stop when you saw the guy in the next mountaintop doing it, etc., to the next mountaintop as well. And then Mishnah Dalet, we identified the particular mountains that they would light these fires on, not all the mountains, but the most major of those mountains. And from the last one, everyone would just go to their rooftops and show that the message was received by going and lighting a fire with their own torches on the rooftops and waving it, so that you could see that it was as if the whole Gola was filled up with torches on people's rooftops. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnayos Hei and Vav.